going to begin this summer with halachas concerning Birchas HaTorah. We'll see in a moment why we're picking Birchas HaTorah as the starting point of Hilchos Tefillah for this year. The Gemara tells us in the third parak of Maseches Brachos that one is required to recite a Birchas HaTorah before one begins learning during the course of the day. What is the source for this mitzvah of reciting Birchas HaTorah? Those are the brachas, Asher Kiddushana, Baharav Nasha Bachavana, that we say in the morning. The Gemara derives from Apostle Kishem Shemekra Havugodol Elokeinu. Before Moshe Rabbeinu begins to say the Divrei Torah, Parshas Hazinu, he calls out the Klal Yisrael, Havugodol Elokeinu, praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mikan, Shemavarchin Birchas HaTorah. So there is a big dispute between the Rishonim as to whether this is a Din Min HaTorah or a Din Min Derabanan. According to some opinions, the Rabban, Sefer Chinuch, this is actually a mitzvah d'oraisa. This would be the only other bracha that is required in HaTorah, in addition to Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaMazon for sure is a mitzvah in HaTorah. That's of course a pasuk in Chumash, Barak, the Shem Lekecha. And according to these Rishonim, Birchas HaTorah similarly would be required in HaTorah. According to other opinions in Rishonim, the Rambam and many others, this is not a real mitzvah in HaTorah. This will be called an asmachta. Sometimes the Gemara will quote a pasuk as being merames, as hinting to a din mit Rabbanan. But it's not a real bona fide mitzvah dear Isaac. According to those opinions, then the only bracha min HaTorah that exists would be Birchas HaMazon. So again, everybody agrees we have to recite Birchas HaTorah. That's not a question. The question is whether it's binding min HaTorah or it's only min Derabanan. If it's a mitzvah min HaTorah, then it makes a lot of sense why we're starting off with that. That's the most important, at least there may be other parts of that tefillah that are also min HaTorah. But according to some opinions, this is a critical part of that tefillah as being a mitzvah min HaTorah. Even according to those who say it's a mitzvah derabanan, it is a very significant bracha that we recite. Hopefully we'll talk a little bit more down the line as to just how significant it is. But ma'inas kevinin lahalach, what's the difference practically, whether it's a mitzvah min HaTorah or a mitzvah derabanan? The one possible difference would be when a person doesn't remember whether they recited Birchas HaTorah. For other sveikas, other doubts arise concerning Birchas HaTorah, should one repeat it or not? So we have a general rule that governs Hilchos Brachos, that suffers Brachos Lahokla. If you're not sure whether you recited a bracha, we generally paskin not to recite that bracha, with the following exception: if it's a bracha that's required in HaTorah. If it's required in HaTorah, then we apply a different principle called sveika deraisa l'chumra. When in doubt concerning the Torah law, we always have to go on the stricter end. So now we're in a little bit of a pickle, because a person has a suffix about Birchas HaTorah, should we treat it as a sveika deraisa l'chumra and required to recite it a second time? Or should we fall back and say, and somebody brought us l'hokel? So try not to have too many sveikas in Birchas HaTorah until Sunday. We'll try to figure out what we do if a person has a suffix, practically speaking, in terms of Birchas HaTorah. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.